St. Luke chapter 22 is where I'd like to take our scripture reading from this morning. If you would open your Bibles to Luke chapter 22 and verse number 31. The Bible says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. He said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me." Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I would like to take the one phrase here Jesus said, "But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." I would like to preach this morning on that last phrase, strengthen thy brethren. Strengthen thy brethren. Jesus told Peter that he was going to fail or he was going to fall. He told Peter, he said, "Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." He said, "But I've prayed for you, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." I feel like the Lord would like for us and have us to work for him in this day and hour. Do you believe that? I believe that we are the hand of God, and he wants to reach out to this lost and dying world. Not only that, but there's others that are weak and struggling. There's others that are low and down or discouraged. And the Lord would like to use us like Peter. And he told Peter, he said, "When you're converted, strengthen thy brethren." That's what he said right there. So I would like to look just briefly. I'm going to try to hurry this morning. I would like to look at these things that we can find here and kind of like reasons after he's come through this trial. He said, when you're converted, in other words, when you come through the trial, look back at it and find ways to give strength to others. Amen? And so first, I'd like to look here at the first two words of Jesus. He said, "Simon, Simon." Now, if there's anything that should cause us to have compassion, love, and strength for our brethren, it ought to be able to look at ourselves and realize our faults. Hello? He said, "Simon, Simon." Now, he told him when he was converted to strengthen his brethren. And we go through temptations, we go through trials, and the Lord wants us to use that for his glory. God wants us to use the trials we go through for his glory. And he said, "Simon, Simon." So one way we can help others is realizing our weaknesses. I don't see how in the world we'll ever help anybody with a self-righteous, haughty attitude. You believe that? I said, I don't believe I would ever help anybody if we don't realize that we too need help from God. And so what we need to do this morning, if we're going to be used of God to strengthen our brethren, we need to get a good look at ourselves. He said, "Simon, Simon." Amen. Look at yourself. Realize who you are. Realize, amen, your faults. Realize your failures. Realize your weaknesses. Amen. And allow God to use you. Praise God. If you're here this morning and you're in this state where Simon was, and you're fallen and you're being tempted and you're giving in, amen, you must realize you don't have the strength on your own self. You see, Peter thought he was going to stand. He said, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. But he didn't realize there was a weakness there. And you may be here this morning and you have fallen. You thought you were strong. You thought you had it made. Amen. But you realize now there's a weakness in yourself. Listen, God would like to turn that weakness for his glory. God would like to use you, Peter, to strengthen your brethren. Amen. He said, Simon, Simon, I can't help but go to a scripture in Galatians that he says right here about helping those that fall. He said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Amen. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Now Jesus, didn't he declare in his word that the flesh profiteth nothing? Amen. So if we think we're something when we're nothing, we deceive ourselves. Amen. Didn't Jesus say, without me ye can do nothing? And so here's this word, nothing. Jesus declared that the flesh profiteth nothing. Amen. And also he said, without me ye can do nothing. And John the Baptist said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. And so here we are. We are nothing. I'm telling you what, there is no big eyes and little U's. Amen. And when we get a good look at ourselves, amen, Jesus is saying, Simon, Simon, look at yourself, Simon. Amen. Realize there's weakness in you. Amen. We cannot make it on our own. We will fall. And listen to me, brothers and sisters, when we fall and we get back up, we ought to realize God put us through that trial so we could strengthen our brethren. God let us see our weaknesses so when we're converted, we can turn to somebody else and say, come on, get up. I was tempted just like that. I failed just like that. I'm nothing just like you. Amen. Strengthen thy brethren is what he said to Simon. Romans 7. The scripture here, Paul says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. He said in verse 24, O wretched man that I am. It's so easy to point out other people's faults. But when you go looking at yourself, and when the word of God says, Simon, Simon, and he points right at you and says your name right there, your faults. I'm not wanting to see how but everybody else is. I'm talking to you, Simon. Amen. Simon, Simon. And so here he says, Simon, when you are converted, strengthen thy brethren. Now I have a hard time, amen, getting things across like I feel them. But if this morning, if the Lord would help me, I feel like in my heart that there's somebody right here that God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And maybe you come through the trial. Amen. Now you've come through the temptation, and God's will is for you to strengthen thy brethren. How am I going to do it? Look back at what you just came through. Look back at that temptation. Look back at your faults and failures, and realize, amen, we're all made of the same sinful nature. Amen. And God warned us. He told me, and I still failed. The Bible says in Romans 15, we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not please ourselves. Verse 7 says, wherefore receive ye one another as Christ received us. In your mind, think about in your sinful state how Jesus received you. Was you perfect? Was you holy? Was you without mistakes?
What about that day you got saved? When Christ received you, Brother R.C.? That's the way He wants us to receive one another. Strengthen thy brethren. Simon, Simon, how am I going to strengthen? Realize your own faults. Realize it, because if you're not careful, you'll have no place for tolerance, no place for mercy. Amen. But He said, wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. I'm telling you what, brothers and sisters, when we get into this place right here of strengthening thy brethren, it's not an easy task. It's not an easy chore. But God will give us the grace. God will give us the mercy if we'll just realize what the whole purpose of the matter is. And so Simon, Simon, second person here that is mentioned, he said, Simon, Simon, behold Satan. And so when we look at this word here, this phrase, strengthen thy brethren, we surely could have a place to look at the wicked devil and look at the wickedness and the desires that he has for men's hearts and souls and homes. Amen. And find a place to realize they've been entrapped by Satan. They've been entrapped by the devil. They've been snared by the devil. Amen. Surely we could find some way to strengthen them, because we realize the wickedness of Satan. Help us, Lord, this morning. When we look and see the wickedness and the tactics of Satan, surely we could find a place in our heart to strengthen our brethren. When somebody falls, it's so easy to point out why they fail or this, that, or the other. But the truth of the matter is there's a devil somewhere around. And I want to tell you the best way to realize it, think back on your own life. Peter, remember, he said Satan hath desired to have you. The first thing was Simon, Simon. That is the first problem. It ain't the devil. The devil ain't your number one problem. Take your finger and look right at the end of it. Right there, that's the number one problem right here. Here's my number one enemy right here, not the devil. But number two is the devil. He wants to get you. And I'm telling you, when we get to this strengthen thy brethren, when we realize Satan, amen, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil is lurking in the shadows of my dear brother this morning. Amen. And I know he is, because I've been right there. Amen. The devil is trying to ensnare them. He's trying to trap them. I'd like to strengthen them. I'd like to pray for them a little while, because I know the wickedness and devices of Satan. Amen. And he wants to destroy everybody he can. Wasn't it Peter that said, be sober? Wasn't it Peter that said, be sober, be vigilant, because who? Your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. It was Peter that wrote those very words. I wonder if he wasn't thinking back to the time when he stood there and Jesus said, Simon, Simon, behold Satan. Satan, I don't see the devil. The devil ain't nowhere around. He's there, Simon. You can't see him, but I can. Oh, Lord, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to go to prison. I'm not gonna deny you. Amen. And Peter is penning these words years later. Amen. As he realizes his brethren. Amen. There's a shadow lurking around the corner, and he has nothing good in store. Amen. And we need to realize that today. If we're going to strengthen one another, we're going to have to realize, amen, that the devil can ensnare us and he can ensnare them. He ensnared Peter, the apostle of the Lord. He can also ensnare one of us. Strengthen thy brethren. Why? Because the devil is real. My, we ought to be praying for one another. My, we ought to be encouraging one another. My, we ought to be helping one another. When you are converted, strengthen thy brethren. The Bible says that lest Satan should get an advantage on us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
You see, we know how the devil works. We know how the devil traps and snares. And the best way to get to victory is in the Word of God. The best way to get to victory is on our knees in prayer. You see, Peter didn't just stop saying, "Be steadfast, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." He said, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith." Peter's saying, if I would have just resisted him, but I was weak. Amen. And so you may be weak this morning. I'm telling you what, the devil's out to kill. The devil is not playing games, young people. He wants to kill and he wants to destroy. He wants to wreck the home. Maybe you're here this morning. Amen. Your marriage is on the rocks. And you're saying, well, we'll get through this one. Let me tell you something, brother. The devil wants to see the divorce papers signed. The devil wants to see the home broke up. The devil wants to see the children crying. The devil wants to see mama broken. The devil wants to see you in the bankruptcy court. I'm telling you what, you may think you'll get over it, but the devil's got a different plan. The only way you'll make it is get steadfast in the faith. Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil. Listen, Peter was talking about something he knew about. He had done been there. Woo. There's three persons mentioned in this. Simon, Satan, and Jesus said, but I. I'll tell you something. When we realize how the Lord's helped us, we'd want to strengthen one another. Jesus said, but I. The story is not ended with Simon and Satan. But Jesus said, but I. If you still got your Bible open to our scripture text, you can turn and go down about 30 some verses or 20 some, close to 30 verses to verse number 60. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. Peter denied for the third time. You can read it there. This is the third time he said, I don't even know who Jesus is. Don't even know who that man is. And that rooster crowed. The Bible says, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Jesus is in before the high priest here. I don't know exactly what is going on in this very instance, because the scripture turns and the gospels all turn their eyes upon Peter in this denial. And so I don't know exactly what's going on. I know that they're in before the high priest and the scribes. I don't know if they're talking, but I don't know what's going on. But I do know one thing. The Lord turned and his eyes met Peter's eyes. Woo! Hallelujah. It was the eyes of love. It was the eyes of mercy. It was the eyes of the words of God that said, Simon, you're weak. Simon, the devil's real. But Simon, I'm here. And I'm here with you. I'm telling you what, that ought to be enough for us to strengthen one another. That realize that we're in our toughest trial, in our thickest storm. Maybe even when we wasn't right with God, the Lord was right there with us. He was looking upon me. He was watching me the whole time. And I want to tell you something this morning. If you're in the trial, you're not alone. The Lord's got his eyes upon you. The reason I know is I've done been there. I've been there before when I failed God. And he looked at me. And that one look got me to the garden to pray through. Strengthen thy brethren. Peter is the one that wrote and said, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Peter's the one that wrote that. How could he write it? I'm telling you how he could write it. He could write it because he was there when Jesus said, Simon, you're weak. Satan is real. But I. Somebody say, but I. That puts the whole, it just turns everything. But I. Amen. You see, if we was left alone, we would surely fall
and never make it. If we was left alone with the devil, we would surely fall and be destroyed. But we're not left alone. Can I get a witness here this morning? I'm telling you what, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. I'm telling you what, don't faith rise in your hearts this morning, causing you to help somebody when you look back at your own weaknesses and realize how God has helped you so much. Don't faith rise in your hearts when you realize the devices of Satan that's come against your home, your family, your marriage, your heart, but still Jesus pulled you through. Don't that want you make you want to help somebody this morning? Don't that make you want to help somebody? Don't that make you want to grab somebody by the hand and lift up their hand? Why? Because it's hanging down. The Bible says, lift up the hands that hang down. Hallelujah. Don't that make you want to strengthen somebody's knees? He said, strengthen the feeble knees. Maybe their knees are weak. Amen. When you look back at what God's done for you, and when you look back at your temptation, and when you look back at your weaknesses, don't that make you want to strengthen somebody else? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Oh, God. I want to tell you something. Will anybody agree with me on this? That you'll say, if I can make it, you can. Hold your hand up there. If I can make it, you can. I can see Peter writing those words. Be sober. Be vigilant. Listen to some of the words that Peter wrote. Hey, man, you see, he had been there. And I would say he'd been there, done that, and bought the t-shirt. But, you know, I mean, he did it. Listen, he said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Woo! Listen to some of these words he says right here. He said, who are kept to inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, fading not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God. Yeah. Praise God. How come Peter could write words like that? Because he had already been there. He knew there was a keeping power. He knew there was a but I. He knew that God had pulled him through that trial. I'm telling you what, there's people looking at me this morning. You've been through the trial. You've been through the test. And God brought you out even though you was weak. Even though the devil wanted to destroy you. The devil wanted to kill you. Are you just going to sit on the pew when others are struggling? Or are you going to do what Jesus said? Strengthen thy brethren. Who are kept by the power of God. Listen to this. He said, the trial of your faith is much more precious than gold. He said, dearly beloved, let's see right here. Let's go on over here. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. You know what he was doing? He was doing exactly what Jesus told him to do. He was strengthening his brethren. You know why he could strengthen them, Brother Marvin? Because he had been there. He had been there when he looked at the mirror and said, you're a loser. He had been there when he looked at himself and said, you can't do nothing right. He had been there when he saw the devil working on him and he couldn't do nothing about it because the devil was greater than him. But he had been there when the Lord looked at him. He had been there when the Lord pulled him out. He had been there when Jesus pulled him out of that sinking water.
He had been there when Jesus helped him so many times. Amen. And helped him and helped him and helped him. David said, amen, in Psalms 18, and I'm coming to a close. I'm preaching this morning on strengthen thy brethren. David said, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. Amen. Verse 18 says of Psalms 18, they prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord. Somebody say, but the Lord. You was in a trial, but the Lord. You was in temptation. What? You was weak. The devil was real. Amen. You are weak. Come on, church. You know the Lord. Come on, say, but the Lord. Amen. You're weak this morning. Come on, church. Somebody might be weak right here this morning. What? Amen. The devil's out to get me. Amen. The devil wants to ruin my home. The devil wants to ruin my marriage. Amen. David said, but the Lord was my stay. Amen. And then David wrote many years later, I have been young and now I'm old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Hey, I'm telling you what. Amen. God's going to be there with you. How do you know, Brother Sam? Because I've been there. Can I get a witness? Amen. I said, but the Lord. There may be somebody in this church this morning and you're fighting all hell and the devil's trying to drag you out of the house of God. What, church? I'm telling you what, we got to act like we really know this morning. Huh? Simon, Satan, and Jesus. Y'all don't have to sit down. I'm almost done. Simon, Satan, and a Savior. Look in that mirror. What do you see, John? Look in that mirror when nobody else is around. What do you see? You see weakness. You see failure. I'm not talking about little John. I'm just talking about us. What do you see when you look in the mirror? Do you see a strong Christian? Or do you see a weak one like Simon? What do you see when you turn your back? There's the devil. He's a working. He's a fighting. Listen, the mirror might be in front of you. The devil might be behind you. But Jesus is right with you. Matter of fact, he said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Your weakness might be in front of you in the mirror. Amen. The devil might be behind you on your back. Matter of fact, he may have the handcuffs out, fixing to chain you up. He may have your feet shackled. Hallelujah, I'm telling you this morning. Amen. He said, strengthen your brethren. How could he say it? Because, Peter, you're coming out of this trial. Peter, you're coming out of this test. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord is with you this morning, and he wants to help you.
Stand together with me this morning. Lift your hands and give the Lord a praise. I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Brothers and sisters, if it wouldn't have been for the but I, there wouldn't have been no Peter on the day of Pentecost. If it wouldn't have been, go ahead and play. If it wouldn't have been for the but I, there wouldn't have been no Peter walking through the streets in his shadow healing people. If it wouldn't have been for Jesus, like the psalmist said, if it hadn't have been the Lord who was on our side. Now may Israel say, if it hadn't have been the Lord who was on our side, men would have swallowed us up quick.
There's somebody here this morning, you're looking at the mirror and you see nothing but failure. There's somebody here this morning, you're so disgusted in yourself because you failed again. There's somebody sitting right here in this church house, you look in the mirror and you're disgusted by what you see. I don't care how weak. Maybe I should say it doesn't matter. It don't matter how weak. It don't matter how many times you failed. The Lord is looking on you this morning. He's up here. Lord's way up here. That rooster crows. Cock-a-doodle-doo, whatever. And the Lord turns and looks at Peter like Stevie sitting back there. Don't even have to point, but looks. Looks right at him. There's a crowd in between. But the Lord sees him. Hallelujah. There's somebody here this morning, you're fighting the devil, you're fighting all hell. The devil's trying to hurt you, he's trying to destroy your marriage. You may have had a fight before you come to church. You may have argued before you ever went to bed last night. Why? The devil's after you, and he's real. He'll take you down if you don't follow that. But I. But I have prayed for thee. You listen to me right now in the name of the Lord. You was on God's heart before you ever got in this trial. You was on God's heart. He was burdened and praying for you, concerned about you before you ever got in this trial.